This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with a developing story out of New Zealand. Officials say an attacker inspired by the Islamic State group stabbed six people at a New Zealand supermarket on Friday before police who had the man under surveillance shot him dead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the man, a Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in 2011 and who was on a terror watch list, entered a shopping mall in suburban Auckland, seized a knife from a display, and went on a stabbing spree. She said six people were wounded, three critically, before police who were monitoring him opened fire. Police Commissioner Andrew Coster said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. New Zealand's worst terror attack was the Christchurch mosque shootings back in 2019 when a white supremacist gunman murdered 51 Muslim worshippers and severely wounded another 40. White House officials said that U.S. involvement with Afghanistan's Taliban rulers had entered an uncertain new phase as U.S. officials continue working to evacuate about 100 Americans still in the country. Meanwhile, Taliban officials indicate that their fledgling government was strengthening ties with China and other countries. Other Taliban officials said on Twitter that they were holding diplomatic meetings with Britain and Germany. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, said the U.S. is waiting to engage with the new unelected government, stressing that the U.S. maintains non-military leverage through access to global markets and financial assistance over the new government. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By a remote, this is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday he will not run for re-election as party leader this month, effectively ending his tenure after just 1 year. Suga announced his intentions to resign at an emergency meeting of senior members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, the LDP. Suga had been widely expected to seek re-election as the LDP leader in a vote set for later this month. Suga has been battered by his government's response to the pandemic, with Japan struggling through a second wave of the virus, a fifth wave, that is, after a slow start to its vaccine program. Japan has recorded nearly 16,000 deaths during the pandemic. Officials in the U.S. states of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania said Thursday at least 46 people died as a result of flash flooding caused by the heavy rains driven by remnants of Hurricane Ida. President Joe Biden pledged emergency assistance to governors of both New Jersey and New York, as well as other states in the region, and sent his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives. He also said he will be traveling to Louisiana later today to meet with Governor John Bel Edwards to discuss the recovery efforts from Ida there. The president said the nation's Federal Emergency Management Agency and other agencies will be working around the clock until the needs of the region are fully met. The World Health Organization reporting Africa will fail to reach the global target of vaccinating 10% of its vulnerable populations against COVID-19 by the end of September. WHO's regional director for Africa blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccines by the world's wealthier countries. Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast-rising case numbers. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Americans will likely have to get a third shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Whether those who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson will need boosters remain to be seen. Any booster for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines would be given between 5 and 8 months after the second dose. Fauci also said the final decision would be made by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.